Did you write more? Yeah, let me see. Okay. Also, Santa, in place of cookies this year, we're leaving you deer jerky. Guess where that came from? Ha ha. The end, signed Bubba J. P.S. Just to make sure you know, we moved. Not too far, the parking brake came loose. Now we live at 6738.2. So, Bubba J, after all this, are you gonna ask Santa for anything for Christmas? A beer. You can ask him for something bigger than that. Deer trunk. How long you been drinking? Since 6 a.m. Yesterday. A week ago. I meant your whole life. Yeah. Hell, my mama was drunk when I was nursing. That's awful. No, to me, they were nature's kegs. Well, Bubba J, we've been on tour quite a while, and you've been having fun, haven't you? Oh, I've been having lots of fun there. I like getting on a bus and touring around. I've made some friends. You do like Guitar Guy. Yeah, he become a buddy. I like Guitar Guy. He's fun. And so, haven't you been working on something with him? Yeah, hi, Guitar Guy. He's 30. All right, let's do the song. Okay, here we go. You're gonna like this song. Go ahead, Guitar Guy. Okay. It's Christmas. Okay. Oh, say, can you see? Yankee Doodle. Freebird. What's wrong?
I've forgotten the memorized words.
Well, I have a piece of paper here. I happen to write down the words for you. Okay, on the back of your letter. Oh, good. Okay, hang on. Didn't you look? Okay, I got it.
All right. Nobody even goes for saint today, right? There's no saints. Nobody's like, you know what, I'm thinking of, I'm either gonna go graphic design or saint. Nobody goes for it, because, well, there are Latter-day Saints. There's Mormons. I love the Mormons. I don't know what Latter-day means. Maybe that means they're like deviant till 3 p.m. I'm like, well, kids are coming home. Let's get out of these S&M outfits, honey. Back in khakis. I'm talking about the traditional Catholic sense of a saint. Nobody goes for saint anymore because it's too hard. To be considered a Catholic saint, you have to perform two miracles. I don't know why it's two. It's not like half of us would be like, you know, if it was one, I'd go for it. Yeah, because I could do that thing with my elbow. It's not like one miracle's not impressive. You're never in a job interview unless you hear special skills, walk on water, Microsoft Word. Tell me about the Microsoft Word. Actually, where I live in New York City is where the soon-to-be first African-American saint is buried. His name was Pierre Toussaint, and he was a hairdresser. I didn't even know you could be a hairdresser and a saint, but he apparently got done cutting people's hair, and they were like, this is a miracle. And he was a great man. And he'll be a saint. He'll probably be the patron saint of hairdressers. You know, because saints, they're in charge of things. Like, you're in charge of hairdressers. You're in charge of lost objects. St. Patrick, you're in charge of Ireland. St. Patrick, patron saint of Ireland. Every March 17th, we honor St. Patrick by getting wasted. Right? But we don't know. We don't know. St. Patrick could be up in heaven going, I didn't even drink. What are these people doing? I like their color blue. I made that very clear. Can someone remind God I'm from Italy? I don't want to rock the boat here, but these Irish are degenerates. Because they don't get to choose what they're the patron saint of, right? Like Saint Bonaventure, patron saint of bowel issues. I'm not making that up. Bowel issues. That, talk about a promotion you don't want. Bonaventure's in heaven. Saint Peter comes and goes, Bonaventure, you're a saint. Bonaventure's like, yes, yes. Am I the patron saint of scholars? Not scholars. What am I the patron saint of? Bowel issues. Bowel issues? Yeah, you know when someone's getting a colonoscopy or say they're sitting on the toilet with IBS or explosive diarrhea and they're praying to God. Well, we don't want them praying directly to God. So you would be like a conduit. That way God's not talking to someone who's doing number two. Okay. Of course, I'm talking about Catholic saints because I'm Catholic. I'm not a good Catholic. Like, if there was a test for Catholics, I would fail. But then again, most Catholics would fail, which is probably why there's not a test. But since I'm Catholic and I'm a comedian, I was asked to open for the Pope when he visited America. And before you're impressed, it didn't go well. Like, I opened for the Pope, but the Pope wasn't sitting there like, ha, 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 ha. I don't know how the Pope laughs. Hopefully not like Jabba the Hutt. But I did 15 minutes of stand-up, and then the Pope-mobile drove into this outdoor amphitheater space. I opened for an automobile. And that's not even the first time I've opened for a car. I had to cut my honeymoon short so that I could perform at the Iowa State Fair, where I opened for Kyle Busch's NASCAR. Kyle Busch wasn't there, just his car. I did 15 minutes of stand-up, and then some stagehands pushed his number 18 on the stage, and audience members came up and got pictures with the car. The car did better. But I did open for the Pope-mobile in Philadelphia. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, and if you've been there, you know they mean that sarcastically. I love Philly, but saying Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love is a little bit like saying Syria, a place for peace. I love the whole Northeast. I'm from the Midwest, but I choose to live in the Northeast because I love the energy and I love the fact that everyone in the Northeast is angry for absolutely no reason at all. Furious! From Philadelphia to Boston, pissed off. Right? That whole Acela line, I call it the corridor of hate. But that is why we are the United States. Think of those initial 13 colonies. Like, in Virginia, those guys, like Jefferson and Madison, those guys were like the philosophers. They're like, we're born with these inalienable rights. We should have representation. But it was the people in the Northeast, in Boston, that were like, screw it, dump all the tea in the habit. Those English are dicks. They don't say that before hospital.
Well, Thanksgiving always been my holiday, though. I lost this weight. I prepared for Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. I thank the Pilgrims and the Indians for coming together and blessing me with this wonderful holiday. I love it. I would prepare myself for Thanksgiving. I would take 3 Exalax, flush all my system out, smoke 4 blunts. I come in that sumbitch, I'd be carnivorous up in that mouth. So I'm like, hey, boy, hey, that motherfucker bit me. What the fuck wrong with you? I'm ready to eat, you understand? I'm ready to grub. And I always go to my mama, how can my mama cook up a motherfucker stone? And I preparing myself. I have a food schedule. First, I'm going to start off with my vegetables, you know? That's my pork chops and my chitlins and my fried chicken. Then I'm going to go back for my meats, you know? Then I go back with my miscellaneous, all the shit I missed the first 2 turns. You know, I get the mac and cheese, potato salad, get the shit my sister brought. We don't know what the fuck it is. I just gonna put that on my plate. And you know, you get full and you get sleepy. And my mama said, ain't time to sleep. We gotta get up. We gotta go. I said, where the fuck you going? We gotta get in line for Black Friday. Oh my God, man. I used to hate Black Friday, stand up at Walmart trying to get a waffle iron for $10. And then if we wait till the next day, you can get that same waffle iron for $5. We in line, it's cold as shit, and we fighting and shit. And I feel sorry for white folks. Like, I don't know why white folks come out on Black Friday. Y'all just, boy, black people so evil, black people. I seen this one brother just elbow the shit out of his wife, like, move, bitch! Knocked her down. She knocked her down. Man, she fall to the ground. Her son said, hey! You can't do that to my mother! Come back here! And his mama grabbed him by the arm and said, no, no, Jeremiah. No. Let them have it. Why? This is their day. And Jeremiah looked at his mom and said, well, what day do we have? White Christmas. That comes to Christmas, though. Christmas is a good holiday. It's when everybody be in love. I know it's Jesus' birthday, but I ain't never had no good Christmas when I was a kid. I ain't had one. I mean, it was okay, you know. It was all right. Christmas was weird because it lied to the little black kid. You know, we lived in the hood, watched all them bullshit-ass cartoons. Santa Claus is coming to town and all that shit. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, all that little wonderful show. And then there'd be all that little, you know, show with the little girl. Be like, she'd be standing out there looking, everyone! Wake up! It's snowing! It must be Christmas! And they run downstairs, they happy as shit. I got my dollhouse, I got my fire truck, I got my BB gun, I got a puppy, I got a duck. Damn, you got two pets? Ain't that a bitch? That's a beautiful Christmas. My Christmas never did like this. My mama didn't wake us up till 12 noon. She's standing there with a house dress on, so, all right, go on down there and open your shit. We running out there, yay! And before we can get to the end of the step, my mom like, hold on, I gotta say something. The kid's excited, so we so proper. What is it, mother? I just wanna let y'all know, I did my best.